Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Don't forget we've got exclusive discounts for our listeners on the Nola Evolution 15. All those links are down in the show notes. Okay, so you're thinking about a new mattress, huh? The Nola Evolution 15 has caught your eye. Smart move. It's getting a lot of buzz, but is it really all it's cracked up to be? That's what we're here to find out. We've got a ton of feedback from actual users, not just marketing hype. And you mentioned needing something that works for both you and your partner, who's a bit of a restless sleeper. So things like motion isolation are going to be key.
You know, it's fascinating how many couples struggle to find a mattress that works for both of them. You've got your own sleep preferences, your temperature sensitivities, and then you add in the motion transfer element. It's a lot to consider.
Exactly. And you're both coming from an old spring mattress that's seen better days. So comfort and support are high on the list. But you're also eco-conscious, right?
Absolutely. That seems to be a growing concern for a lot of people, wanting a mattress that's good for them and the planet.
Okay, so let's see how the Nola stacks up against those needs. First things first, this is a hybrid mattress, meaning it combines layers of foam with a coil system. I know hybrid gets thrown around a lot, but the Nola's design is where things get interesting. They're not just slapping foam on top of springs. They've got this zoned coil system that's designed to target support where you need it most.
And that's a key difference compared to your old spring mattress. A traditional inner spring offers pretty uniform support, which isn't ideal for everyone. This zone system in the Nola aims to provide firmer support in the lumbar region, which is crucial for back sleepers and anyone with lower back pain. Then it eases up around the shoulders and hips where you need more pressure relief.
So theoretically, it's giving both of you the support you need, even though you have different sleep preferences and body types.
That's the idea. And if you remember Mellotronic, that couple we mentioned earlier, both found this mattress comfortable despite having very different sleep needs.
Right. And they also raved about the cooling. You specifically mentioned struggling with overheating at night.
Yeah.
And it seems like Nola has put a lot of effort into addressing that.
Yes. They've got this combination of an organic cotton cover, a Euro topper, and what they call cooling materials within the foam layers. Now, I know cooling material sounds vague, but essentially they're designed to draw heat away from the body and promote airflow.
So it's not just about breathable materials on the surface. They're trying to tackle heat retention from multiple angles.
Exactly. And we see that reflected in the user feedback. A titty PT who used to wake up drenched in sweat says they now sleep comfortably through the night. Of course, everyone's experience with temperature regulation will vary, but it seems like Nola is on to something here.
All right, so good signs for cooling, potentially good for different sleep positions and body types. And you mentioned being eco-conscious. The Nola ticks that box too, right?
Yes. They use eco-friendly materials, which is a win for you, IND, the environment. And remember, you were worried about off-gassing with some mattresses. Well, these materials tend to have lower VOC emissions, so that's a plus.
Okay, so far so good. But you're probably wondering about the nitty-gritty details. How does it actually feel to sleep on this thing? Well, that's where those firmness levels come in. And this is where the Nola really sets itself apart. Because they offer three options. Plush, luxury firm, and firm. Now, this is huge EE for couples, because it increases the chances of finding a happy medium.
Yeah, I can't emphasize enough how crucial this is. A mattress that's too firm can leave you feeling like you're sleeping on a board, while one that's too soft can feel like you're sinking into quicksand. And when you're sharing a bed, those differences become even more pronounced.
Let's start with a plush option. This one is designed to be the softest of the bunch, and seems to be a hit with side sleepers, which makes sense. You need that extra cushioning around the shoulders and hips to avoid those pressure points. And remember, Mustelmet, who had similar shoulder issues to you, found the plush Nola gave them significant relief.
What's happening there is the foam layers are contouring more closely to the body, cradling those sensitive areas. It's like sinking into a soft hug without that feeling of being stuck.
Now, the luxury firm is kind of the middle ground. This is often the sweet spot for combination sleepers or couples who have different firmness preferences. But a word of caution for stomach sleepers. This one might be a bit too soft for you. We saw that with Ugraps, whose wife loved the luxury firm, but he found it challenging for stomach sleeping.
That's because for stomach sleepers, you need a firmer surface to prevent your hips from sinking too far. And throwing your spine out of alignment, it's all about maintaining that natural S-curve.
Right, and that brings us to the firm option, which is going to be the most supportive of the three. This one is often recommended for back sleepers, stomach sleepers, or anyone who needs that extra support. Your Rivet fan, who has a history of back injuries, swears by the firm Nola.
It's interesting how individual experiences can vary even with the same mattress. This highlights how important it is to consider your unique needs and preferences when choosing a firmness level.
Absolutely. But here's where things get really interesting. The NOLA Evolution 15 has a feature that could potentially solve this firmness dilemma for couples. And that's where we'll pick things up in part two. Don't go anywhere. All right, so we left off on a bit of a cliffhanger talking about how the NOLA Evolution 15 could be a game changer for couples who can't agree on firmness. Spill the beans. What's this magical feature?
Okay, so it's not exactly magic, but it's pretty clever. NOLA offers a split firmness option for their king and California king sizes. This means you can have two different firmness levels in the same mattress.
Wait, seriously? So like one side could be plush and the other side firm?
Exactly. You pick the firmness level for your side, your partner picks theirs, and voila, problem solved. No more compromising or sleepless nights because a mattress is too firm or too soft.
That's brilliant. This could be the answer to so many couples' prayers. I mean, think about it. No more arguing over who gets to choose the firmness. No more resentment because one person is tossing and turning all night. It's a win-win.
It really is a game changer, especially for couples with very different sleep needs. And going back to your situation, this could be particularly beneficial for you too, since you mentioned being on opposite ends of the firmness spectrum.
Okay, so split firmness check. But before we jump for joy, let's get into what it actually feels like to sleep on this thing. We know it's got a plush Euro topper and these so-called soothing foams, but what does that translate to in terms of actual sleep experience?
Think of it this way. Imagine sinking into a cloud-like layer of softness, but with a gentle pushback that keeps you from bottoming out. That's the sensation the NOLA aims to achieve. The Eurotopper adds that luxurious plush feel, while the foams beneath contour to your body relieving pressure points.
So it's not that sinking feeling you get with some memory foam mattresses where you feel stuck. I know you're not a fan of that quicksand feeling.
Not at all. The NOLA Evolution strikes a balance. You get that initial hug of comfort, but the coil system provides lift and support. It's like the best of both worlds. The pressure relief of foam with the responsiveness of coils.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of coils, we know they're zoned. But can you break down what that means for someone who's used to a traditional spring mattress?
Sure. Think about how your body is shaped. It's not uniform, right? You've got curves and different pressure points. Zone coils recognize this and provide varying levels of support. Typically, you'll have firmer coils in the lumbar region for back support, because that's where most people need it most. Then the coils soften up around the shoulders and hips for pressure relief.
So it's like a customized support system tailored to your body's unique needs.
Yeah.
No more waking up with aches and pains because the mattress is either too firm in certain areas or not supportive enough in others.
Exactly. And this can be especially beneficial for you since you mentioned having lower back pain. That targeted support in the lumbar region could make a big difference.
Now let's talk about something that's often overlooked, but is crucial for a good night's sleep, especially for couples. Motion isolation. You mentioned your partner tosses and turns quite a bit, so this is a big one for you, right?
Absolutely. No one wants to feel like they're on a boat every time their partner moves. Now, the NOLA Evolution, being a hybrid, isn't going to be as completely motion isolating as a pure foam mattress, but it seems to be doing a pretty decent job based on user feedback.
Remember U-Tinker Ajax? They said they noticed significantly less motion transfer compared to their old spring mattress. They even sleep right up to the edge without feeling like they're going to roll off.
That's a good sign. It suggests that the EverAdapt transition foam layer, which sits between the comfort layers and the coils, is doing its job of absorbing and minimizing movement.
Okay, so for motion isolation, it's a thumbs up compared to a traditional spring mattress. But maybe not as good as some all foam options. But considering you also want the support and responsiveness of coils, it seems like a fair trade-off.
Exactly. And let's be honest, no mattress is going to completely eliminate motion transfer, especially if you've got a partner who's a real acrobat in their sleep.
True. But it sounds like the NOLA at least minimizes those disturbances, which is a big win for your sleep quality. Now, we've talked about firmness, feel support, and motion isolation. But a mattress is an investment, right? So how does the NOLA hold up in terms of durability?
That's a key question. You don't want to shell out all that money for a mattress that's going to sag and lose its shape after a year or two. Hmm. From the research we've done, the NOLA Evolution seems to be built to last.
Okay, good to hear. But what makes you say that?
Well, for starters, they use high-density foams in their comfort layers. This means the foam is more resilient and less likely to break down over time. And the coil system is designed to be durable as well.
So it's not just about the materials themselves, but also the quality and construction of those materials.
Exactly. And this is where doing your research pays off. Looking beyond the marketing fluff and getting into the details of construction can give you a better sense of how a mattress will perform over time.
All right, so the Nola seems to be ticking a lot of boxes for you. Potential for split firmness, cooling features, targeted support, decent motion isolation, and promising durability. But we all know the perfect mattress doesn't exist right. There have to be some downsides or trade-offs.
You're absolutely right. And that's where we'll pick up in part three. We'll explore some potential downsides of the Nola Evolution 15, compare it to some popular competitors, and tackle those lingering questions you might have. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the Nola Evolution 15. We've covered a lot of ground, and so far this mattress seems like a pretty strong contender for you. But as we all know, no mattress is perfect. So let's get real. What are some potential downsides or things to consider before you hit that buy button?
You're absolutely right. It's important to weigh the pros and cons before making a decision. Now, one thing that comes up in some user reviews is that the Nola Evolution 15, despite its cooling features, might not be the best choice for people who sleep exceptionally hot.
So even with the organic cotton, the Eurotopper, and those special cooling materials, some people still found it a bit warm.
Yeah, particularly those who live in warmer climates or tend to sleep hot regardless of their environment. Remember, individual experiences with temperature regulation can vary based on factors like room temperature bedding choices and personal metabolism.
So if you're someone who wakes up drenched in sweat, even on a cool night, the Nola might not be your miracle solution. But for someone like you who mostly struggles with overheating because your old mattress traps heat, it seems like a promising upgrade.
Exactly. And remember, you can always enhance the cooling effect with breathable sheets, a cooling mattress protector, or even a fan in the bedroom. It's about layering those strategies for optimal temperature regulation.
Good point. Now, another potential consideration is edge support. You mentioned wanting a mattress that feels stable and supportive all the way to the edge. So how does the Nola perform in that department?
From what we've gathered, the Nola Evolution 15 has pretty solid edge support, especially compared to your old spring mattress. Remember you Tinker Ajax? They said they could sit right on the edge without feeling like they were going to roll off. And they even sleep right up to the edge comfortably.
That's good news. It seems like the reinforced perimeter and the coil system are doing their job of preventing that dreaded roll-off feeling.
Exactly. Strong edge support is particularly important for couples because it maximizes the usable sleep surface. You don't want to feel like you're constantly battling for space or falling into the middle.
Right. And it also contributes to that feeling of stability and security, which can be especially important for people who tend to move around a lot in their sleep.
Absolutely. Now, another question that often comes up when considering a new mattress is noise. Some people are concerned about squeaks or creaks, especially with hybrid mattresses that combine coils and foam.
That's understandable. No one wants a mattress that sounds like a symphony every time they roll over. So is the Nola a noisy sleeper?
Based on user feedback and expert reviews, the Nola Evolution 15 seems to be pretty quiet. The coils are individually wrapped and encased in foam, which helps minimize noise and motion transfer.
So you shouldn't have to worry about waking your partner up every time you adjust your position. That's a big win for peaceful sleep.
Absolutely. Now let's tackle the big question that's probably on your mind. Is the Nola Evolution 15 Elser worth the price?
That's the million-dollar question. We've talked about all these great features and benefits, but at the end of the day, it comes down to value.
And that's where things get a bit tricky, because the Nola Evolution 15 is positioned as a premium mattress, and it comes with a price tag that reflects that. But here's the thing. You're not just paying for a name or fancy marketing. You're paying for quality materials, innovative design, and features that are backed by user experience and expert testing.
So it's an investment, but a potentially worthwhile one, especially considering the long-term benefits of better sleep and fewer aches and pains.
Exactly. And remember, you have that 120-night trial period to really put the mattress to the test. That's over 3 months to sleep on it, literally, and see if it lives up to the hype.
And if it's not the right fit for you, you can return it. That takes a lot of the pressure off.
Right.
And allows you to make a confident decision without feeling like you're taking a huge risk.
Absolutely. And don't forget about the warranty. It provides that added peace of mind for the long haul.
Okay, so we've explored the potential downsides, the value proposition, and the safety net of the trial period and warranty. I think we've covered pretty much everything.
I think so too. But ultimately, the decision is yours. We've provided you with the information, the insights, and the diverse perspectives to help you make an informed choice.
And remember, we've got those exclusive discount links for our listeners on the Nola Evolution 15 down in the show notes, so be sure to check those out. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. and sweet dreams.